Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. We begin in the name of God, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the name Allah, the gracious, the merciful. And we pray his peace and blessings be upon the last and universal messenger, Prophet Muhammad, upon his descendants, his companions, the pioneers of the worldwide religion, with our Prophet Muhammad. May God be pleased with them, and we pray peace and blessings be on us. Ameen. We have chosen to speak on al-Islam, commonly called Islam, in America today. And we hope to bring before you the concerns of Muslims that we think should be before us today as Muslims, especially as Muslims in America. But before doing that, I'd like to refer to the Book of God for Muslims, the Quran, and read some notes from Quran. Allah is God Most High, says in the Holy Book, Quran, that He, Almighty God, is the one who sent Muhammad, the Prophet, the Messenger, with the guidance and with the true religion, that it should become the most prominent of all religions. Even though that be disliked by disbelievers. In the beginning of my talk, I want to say to the Muslims, whether we realize it or not, the influence of the teachings of Prophet Muhammad al-Islam more prevalent, more widespread in the world than the teachings of any other religious representative. And I'm not the one who first said that. That has been documented by Muslims and also a non-Muslim who has studied the influence of the personality of Muhammad and his teachings. Many may visibly appear to be in greater numbers than Muslims, but when you look at the content of faith and practicing people, people who practice their religion, Prophet Muhammad has the greatest number, and also when you look at his influence on the real life of man, as one author established, his influence is greater than the influence of any other man. And he named not only religious figures, but he also named men like Alexander the Great and others. It was documented in a book by a qualified author. That's not the point of the talk. It's just to say to Muslims, this is to Muslims. I'll be talking to Muslims and to non-Muslims. This is to Muslims, to let you know that one prediction has already come true. In fact, many predictions have come true, but one of the great predictions in the Holy Book has already come true, and that is that the religion of al-Islam, Islam as it's commonly called, will become the most prevalent religion, the most prevalent religion, though people detest it. I go so far as to say many people who identify under other religious labels, as Christianity and others, are in a real sense motivated more by the teachings of Muhammad the Prophet than they are by those teachings they got from their religion. Muhammad the Prophet stressed rational life. He stressed rational life, intellectual pursuits. He stressed many things that stand before the Western world as great Western values, great Western values. You should understand that those values were not great Western values before the advent of Prophet Muhammad, peace and the blessings be upon him, who brought enlightenment to the dark continent of Arabia before Enlightenment came to Europe and thereafter to America. Continuing now with the Word of God in the Holy Book, God Most High says, Allah Most High, that it says, مَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. You have not been sent except to be a mercy for all the world. That's the Prophet Muhammad. Knowing Muslims that our holy book says this, how can we separate ourselves from the world of man? When our book tells us that our Prophet has been sent as a mercy to all worlds, to all the worlds, and we know from the study of historians, both Muslims and non-Muslims, that the message of Quran and the spirit of enlightenment that came with that message, the sciences, math, chemistry, astronomy, medicine, we can go on to name, that again awakened the intellect of the Western man, the European, the Western man, we know that that was a mercy to all the world. We may not be in tune with it today ourselves. Maybe we have lost the importance of that interest and that intellectual concern. But we know that before us, many centuries ago, I would say 8 or 10 centuries, 1,000 years ago, there was a great glorious spirit of intellectual activity for the followers of Muhammad the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. And that made possible the reawakening of the intellect of the Western man in Europe, and that great excitement of the mind came to America, and America took the lead. We should look at that and understand that the prophet that we identify as our prophet may not be the prophet for the other people, the Christians, Jews, and others, but we must accept that he came to be a blessing on all of them. And again, Allah Most High says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا. You have not been sent except that you be a new good news giver and a warner. Now we know the gospel is the good news for the Christians. And by it being the good news for the Christians, that we know the good news giver was God, but God through Jesus Christ, the prophet, peace and blessings be on him. So he, for them, is the good news giver, and the good news is the gospel. We must understand, Muslims, that our holy book also contains the good news for us, good news for the Muslims. And it is not only good news for us, good news for the world, if they will accept it. Good news giver, as a good news giver and as a warner, we must understand that the prophet came to warn man, to alert man, and it's for his best interest. And again, Allah Most High says, God says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. Again, the word warner. You have not been sent except as a complete blessing to all people, a giver of good news and a warner. Prophet Muhammad is identified in our holy book as a complete blessing, a sufficient gift to all people. I was at a meeting once. I was invited by the Lions Club. Some of you might know about the Lions Club. It's a society that does a lot of good, like the Shriners, the Masons, the Shriners, does a lot of good. but it is also a kind of secret society, a closed organization. They invited me right after I became leader. You made me leader in 1975 of February. Right after I became leader, they invited me. It wasn't many months, but a few months. They invited me to come and address the Lions Club in Chicago. I addressed them. And one of the questions that were put to me after, one of the first questions put to me after I made my short address, I wouldn't make a long address before them. Anybody got secrets? I don't want to talk before them too long, you know. So after I made my short address, one of the first questions they put before me was, how do I see the two great figures, Prophet Muhammad and the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon them both? And I thought about it, and I wondered, I said, how can I ask them? With all these thoughts running through my mind, because when they asked me, right away, I was just overwhelmed with thoughts. I had never thought about it. And I said, boy, I can't tell them what's really staring at me. So I told them, I said, well, Prophet Muhammad said, it's reported that he said, one day the people will see him and the Jesus Christ together. So I prefer to leave them with that than to drop the heavy load that I wanted to drop. But the great difference is the most considered concept of Jesus is the concept of Jesus as a sign. As a sign. But for Prophet Muhammad, a living reality in the history of man. Please be patient with me. I won't be here too long, I don't think. I won't worry you to death, bore you to death today, I don't think. Let me continue now with the Quran first. Inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadira. Again, nadira, a warner. I have taken these quotes from Quran that are very similar, stressing why Prophet Muhammad has been missioned by God. And you see that what is stressed here in these references to his mission, why he was missioned, is him being a warner. And that's what we need now, a warning. We always need a warning. Now we know that Prophet Muhammad was not the kind of prophet that, he was no doomsday preacher. He was a teacher, and a very rational, I would say, very obviously rational teacher. He emphasized the rational need in man's life. He built upon the rational need in man's life. He called the mind of man to respect the rational life of his mind, and he considered men dead if they weren't rational. Mentally dead, that is, if not really dead. So we know that the prophet was not the kind of warner that kept preaching fire and brimstone, repent from your sins, repent, repent, destruction is at hand. He was not that kind of warner. He was a more sophisticated warner. He warned man that if he expects to have a good life on this earth, he has to respect all that God intended for him to be. And if that's not similar to what the Americans uphold, then what is? I hear them saying it all on the television. Be all that you can be. If some people don't like me, say a Muslim ain't supposed to show similarities between Muslims and non-Muslims. Muslim is supposed to just project what the Muslim is. You know, we ain't supposed to be embracing no infidels. Well, why embrace your brother Muslim when he's infidel? Some of the biggest infidels are Muslims. Or at least the people who call themselves Muslims, pretend to be Muslims. I heard just here, since I've been here, that Imam was on the way to deliver his Friday sermon, the most important message of the week, the Jummah, the sermon. He stopped and robbed the bank before coming to the masjid to deliver a prayer. Now, while we read about Christian infidels and whatever, you know, we are overlooking these much more terrible infidels that's right under our nose, leading us in the prayer. Now, I'm not saying that can't happen for other people, too. I'm sure that has happened for other people, too. They've had people among them claiming to be true religious people, but was just imposters, pretenders. And when weakness and opportunity came to test their strength, they couldn't pass it. They did a terrible thing and were embarrassed too. In fact, I've read in my lifetime some terrible things that people of other religions, leaders of other religions, have done. but I don't think any can be worse than that. An imam stopping to rob a bank before he comes to the masjid. Well, thank Allah, he got caught. And I told them, I said, well, if you all were like me, and if I didn't have so much to lose because of the position I'm in, the law wouldn't have to worry about him long. That's right, I don't care, you know. He said, hey, you ain't supposed to do that. It's a threat. It's serious what you're saying, Brother Imam. You ought to protect your welfare better than that. I love to protect it just like I just protected it. By saying that he wouldn't be a problem for the law enforcement laws. If I didn't have so much to lose myself, I'd be waiting for him. As soon as they let him out of court, the problem would be over. Again, it is said in our holy book of Prophet Muhammad, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةً حَسَنًا. You indeed have in the Prophet a most excellent model of conduct. So here God established for us in the holy book that Prophet Muhammad, the last prophet, according to the revelation of the Quran, the revelation of God to us, we have the last prophet established as a model of human behavior for us, for the Muslims. So anytime we are worried about how Muslims are behaving, the first thing we should do is call the misbehaviors to the behavior of the prophet. Because God has established for us, Allah in the Holy Book has established for us, that He has given us Muhammad the Prophet as the most excellent model for human behavior. And again, we read in the Holy Book, to make a connection between two great prophets, Abraham and Muhammad, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَهُمْ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أُسْوَةً حَسَنًا. So here is the same thing. In Prophet Muhammad, we have most excellent model for human behavior, for human conduct, for the conduct of man in society. And it is also said in the same book, our holy book, that surely there was given in Abraham, and in those who followed his sunnah, the way of Abraham, a most excellent model. And we are told that this is the order, the millah, of Ibrahim Hanifa. This is the order, Muhammad's order, is the order of Abraham, the upright in faith. Well, there's much to be said on this. Believe me, much to be said that I wish I could say, but this is not the time and the situation for it. Some of you will be bored to death. And again, it is said in our holy book, of those, not the prophet only, but those who followed the prophet in his example, his companions, his close associates, Abu Bakr, Umar, Ali, that the Shiites exalt too high. And Uthman, and many, many others, that are given in the hadith, in the collected hadith of Bukhari and Muslim and other hadith. We read about the great companions of our Prophet Muhammad, how they supported him in the most excellent way, how they lived the life of Muslims in the most excellent way. So Allah has given us Muhammad the Prophet as a model for us, as a model for us to look at, to see how he desired for a human being to behave on this earth, at home with his family, in the marketplace, in the position of authority, over an army, over a city, over finances, over charity, etc., etc., etc. So he has given us this great prophet, the last and universal prophet, as a model. But he has also told us in his holy book that we also have models in those who followed the example of the prophet, his companions, and that we should follow in the excellence that they established. So Muslims of America, understand that we are to join the Muslims of the world in this sincere, sincere study of the life of the Prophet and the life of his companions, the early Ummah, the early effort to establish this religion on earth. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُمْ. Those who follow in the excellence of them, those who followed Muhammad the Prophet, those who followed in the excellence of those who followed the Prophet Muhammad, and of those who followed Muhammad, God says, radiyallahu anhum, they have God's favor, they have God's pleasure. God is pleased with them. And we say, because of that, we say when we mention any of them, when we mention Umar, or even the women, when we mention Khadija or Aisha, we also always say, radiyallahu anhum. May God be pleased with them, for them, all of them, the males and the females, because they were all models of the excellence that Allah wants demonstrated in the life of his creature, human being. So if we want to continue this religion, if we want to further the religion, if we want to be a good contribution, a good representative, then we should know the life of Muhammad the Prophet, and we should know also the life of his companions. And we should look to them, to their example, and we should try our best to measure up to their excellence. First of all, the excellence of Prophet Muhammad, but also we can learn from the many ways that that excellence was faceted, was presented to the world, through those who were in close and direct contact with the Prophet and embraced him and embraced the religion and embraced him completely and also demonstrated the same excellence that Allah wanted through themselves, they demonstrated it, that same excellence. And we should understand that we are human beings. We are not going to be the messenger of God. We are not going to be the prophet. There's no need for it. We are not going to have a Quran revealed to us unless it's the same Quran that was already revealed to Muhammad. And then it'll be revealed to you in the sense of interpretation, in the sense of insight, but not as a fresh revelation. So we know we're not going to be Prophet Muhammad. We're not going to be any messengers. Our religion is a living religion. It's a living religion. It is not a religion that comes to die so that the secular world can live. It is a living religion, but it is also a constant religion. It is a constant religion. It is a complete religion. It is a finished religion. And many Westerners, they have a problem with that. They say, well, there's no room for dynamism. There's no room for invention. I said, no, an invention is forbidden. We can't invent. And the West have taken on this kind of mind. And that's why the Pope has to come here and say, hey, will you come back from all of your makeshift religions? You Catholics, especially you black Catholics, will you come back from your makeshift religions and again identify with the established religions? I believe the Pope would love to hear the Muslim way of handling this. Are you interested in what I'm talking about? I know some of you are. You know, if you're not interested, just tell me, because I got other things I can be doing too. And I'm just joking. I always do this. You know, but look, you know, once I had a girlfriend. Tell you the truth, she's more serious than a girlfriend. And she told me, she said, why don't you try to please me sometimes? I said, hey, I'm trying to please you all the time. I said, if you're serious, I'm not going to try to please you again. You know, what I'm saying is this, that when I do a thing, I try to do my best. If I come out to speak to a people, I try to give them my best. And if I'm wasting my time, I'd rather just go on. You know, why torture you and myself too? So on that note, we say that we have to understand that Muslims are people established by God in the Quran, in the Holy Book, to be motivated toward excellence. The Prophet, in agreement and fact, only reflecting the Holy Book, because his wife, Aisha, radiallahu anha, may God be pleased with her, she says that her husband, the Prophet, if we would know him and understand him, he was the living Word of God. He was the Word of God, lived in the world, active and living out the meaning for human beings. Yes. So what he has said really is nothing but a reflection. Whatever he said, that's a true saying of Prophet Muhammad, must be a reflection of the Holy Book itself. It must be a reflection of an ayah or something in the Holy Book itself. If it's not, it has no validity as a saying of Prophet Muhammad. And Prophet Muhammad says, the believer, when he engages in a work, when he enters a work, endeavor to do anything, small or big, he seeks to perfect it. He seeks to perfect it. And he also said, when you do the halal, prepare the animals and slaughter them, He said, see that your knives are sharp. Because God has prescribed excellence for everything. That's what he said. Not for one thing, for everything. God has prescribed excellence for everything. Therefore, a Muslim should be concerned how he goes to bed. He should be concerned how late he wakes up. He should be concerned how he speaks to the members of his family in the morning. He should be concerned how he walks through the house. He should be concerned about these little things because...